personally, there's no reliance or accountability or level of trust in the way this biotech is being used. And I said, like, the next chapter of my manuscript, I'm probably going to call it The Carousel. Because I go to the doctors about what Allegheny Health Network snuck in my body 8 years ago that they're lying about and covering up. And they don't tell the truth about anything. They try to, like, gaslight me, bamboozle me, hoodwink me, pretty much what they did to sneak the biotech in my body. They told me I needed a hysterectomy, and they used the hysterectomy as cover to sneak the biotech in my body. And it's being consistently and constantly, I'm constantly and consistently being abused, and it's being misused on me. And there's no accountability, there's no oversight, there's no legislation or regulation for what Allegheny Health Network and Dr. Frederick V. Price snuck in my body. And there's no trust or reliability or guarantees or anything that I can count on as far as how this biotech will be used on me. And it makes me say certain things. Like I said in the car, I said the way it comes is the way it'll go, incognito. And I said, why do you have to use the biotech this way and ruin everyone's day? And then I said, I see, you know, I said misuse and abuse of the sixth sense. I see, but it won't come from me. You know, and it's like I rhyme all the time, just, you know, just because it's just, I literally was choked in my throat. And I coughed, but I didn't have any other response. And I kind of like stared in the window or the mirror of my car waiting for the tear to drop out of my eye because I had on my sunglasses and I could feel it coming down my eye. And I was just waiting to see it come through. Past my sunglasses, and I just feel like I had said some things in the past about, you know, the only thing that I really want is the truth, justice, and monetary restitution for what's been done to me. But in a way, I kind of understand some of the things that have happened, you know, because it's kind of like for no reason at all, without just cause and without intent. Just, it's like miscellaneous. There's no system set up, no measures of accountability or trust or dependence or guarantees, like kind of like with laws, like if you follow this law, you know, if you follow the laws, this is how your life will go. If you do this, this is how your life will go. It's not like that with this biotech. It's miscellaneous. It's random. It's without just cause. It's just because I can, for no reason at all. And it's dangerous. I mean, honestly, it's really dangerous. And my next chapter is going to be called The Carousel, because I go to the doctors, they don't tell the truth. Then I go to the police, and then they tell me I need to contact a medical malpractice attorney. Or, you know, or for me, I've contacted medical malpractice attorneys and civil rights attorneys, and then I'm told by the attorneys that I need proof that this biotech is in my body. And I'm like, well, whoever keeps using it on me every day is proving it every day. You know, I wake up to my butt getting buzzed. I get burned at the top of my head. This morning, I was listening to Elon Musk's presentation. I got stabbed in my head, stabbed in my foot. I got stabbed somewhere else, like three different parts of my body. So it's like, without just cause, random, without accountability, there's no, it's like, you know, so I feel like the same way it comes is the same way it's probably going to go. And I'm being terrorized, basically. Someone is using the biotech on me in a terroristic way. And the only people that should be held accountable for its misuse and abuse of my body are the people that snuck it in my body, the network, the hospital, the doctors, the people that I filed complaints to about the biotech that was snuck in my body, the coders, the designers. They should all pay a very heavy price, like jail time. And they should have to pay with everything they own. This morning I played, what was it? Wordle, and the word was zilch, and I'm just trying to figure out for who, for me, because I'm being hurt and terrorized by biotech illegally, unconstitutionally, because you fucked up and you're mad that I'm not going to be your slave, your whore, your terrorist, your property, or your robot. I'm not applying for those roles or jobs. I'm not filling those roles or jobs. That is not what I aspire to be. And you're mad that even with all the pain that's being issued on me, that you really don't have any control. You don't have any power over me, because power in your eyes is taken. And in my eyes, I feel like it's simply given. I don't give it at all, even with everything that's happening to me. And you're frustrated. You're just as frustrated as I am. I'm frustrated that I'm being hurt. And the Constitution and U.S. laws are not protecting me and not holding the people accountable for its misuse and abuse, you know, and the people that put this thing in my body and the people that created it, coded it, designed it aren't being locked up and forced to either say whether or not they can track the digital footprint of who's hurting me or using it on me. You know, something needs to happen. You design something and you create it, and then you sneak it in my body and you create a situation where I'm vulnerable, where I can just be hurt at random for no reason at all. It just doesn't make any sense. And then I feel sometimes that I'm being marketed for compatibility, like a service animal. I'm not a service animal. I am human. And I have a legal, unconstitutional implant, and there's no reason to shop me around for compatibility, because I'm not going to be compatible for too much of anything except freedom, liberty, and justice for all, dignity, decency, civility, and equality. Like, those are the only things that I'm going to match up with. Otherwise, you know, I've already said I'm going to be a bitch, and I'm going to glitch. I'm going to be a fucking disaster. Because you're not going to use me to take us back to 1865. You're not going to use me to try to market me like I'm the fucking Geico commercial, like as a service animal. That's just not how you're going to use this biotech. I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to be completely and deliberately dysfunctional unless those keywords, which is truth, justice, freedom, liberty, civility, decency, equality, are in play. If they're not in play, then Houston, we're gonna have a fucking problem. So I always do the 50-50 on things, and I say, you know, I could be misjudging the situation or the parameters or the conditions, but please stop trying to market me like I'm a fucking utility. You've already done something to my body which was illegal and unconstitutional. Someone is literally trying to remotely and digitally remote control my vagina, which is completely disgusting and against my will and without my consent. You try to turn my pussy into a utility, and I don't even have utilities, decent working utilities in my house. So your priorities are fucked up already. You're so worried about how my pussy functions and allowing someone else to be able to do something to me without my consent and against my will to my private parts, and you're less concerned about the quality of living for me and my children. I don't know. I don't know why y'all are stupid and why you want to be stupid and repeat history. And I just feel like it's unfortunate for us that we have fucking morons that just don't get it. That literally you've been reading the science and tech books and you have not read the history books. And then some, like I've always said, maybe you did read the history books. You can work with stupid and ignorant, but you can't work with evil. It's like, it's not workable. You just have to get rid of it. But stupid, you can work with that because you can, like, educate a person and you can show them, you can give them reasons as to why you're doing something, as long as it's moral, it's ethical, and, you know, it's justified, then, you know, you can make sense of it, then people can work with it. They can find commonalities that they agree on or disagree on. But when you do stuff that is completely subservient and subjective to subjugate a person and demoralize a person and do things to a person that is inhumane and just fucking disgusting against their will, and then expect them to be your service animal, well, Houston, we're going to have a fucking problem. Like, you never had my consent to put this biotech in my body, and regardless of everything that I taught you about it, because I've had no training on how to cope with this, it was snuck in my body, and I've never consented, collaborated, or was compensated for what was done to me, but yet I've survived it. I'm a freak of nature. My body, my microwave tech, the microwave technology running through my body, my radioactive cell tissue is 8 years old. I'm a freak of nature, and no one taught me how to survive. I taught myself, and everyone learned from watching me with this biotech in my body since 2015, and had stolen my words and my strength and the positive things that I've tried to do to turn the tables or turn the direction from the way that idiots and morons and evil motherfuckers try to use the biotech to try to create a confederacy or try to repeat history with it or try to use power plays and do things that is like to mock. You're trying to mock me for something that was done to me against my will, without my consent, while I was sleeping on the table. So you're trying to exploit, not me. If anything, you're exploiting the designers, the coders, the people who implanted into my body. I've been nothing but strong while something illegal and unconstitutional was done to me. So the thing that I wanted to say is that those comments that I made earlier was after I had been attacked. So I was literally minding my business, coming home, and then all of a sudden I was attacked. And then the other thing that I wanted to add for context is that when I use the word miscellaneous and random, I only mean that in a very small parameter of context. And what I'm going to explain is that the biotech has a pattern to it, and I call it I've used words like digi Jim Crow, digi rape. This is how I know it's not fibromyalgia. Like at one point at 5 a.m. every morning, I would get vibrations in the same section of my body. So that's not random. That's not miscellaneous. It's not sporadic. It has a pattern, and it's consistent with the what, when, where, and why. 5 W's are how you comprehend. So what was I doing? I was sleeping. When did it happen? At 5 a.m. Where was I targeted? The same place I was the day before. Same thing with the way my butt gets buzzed. My butt gets buzzed at the same time almost every morning. And so that has a pattern. But what I'm talking about when I use the words random or miscellaneous is that I don't even know why someone is buzzing my butt. Like, I literally, whoever is using it on me has like a, I say they could be black or white or Asian or Mexican. They could be Jewish, they could be of any race, but the mentality doesn't have color. Mentality is how a person thinks. And so I feel like the mentality of whoever is using it on me has like a Hitler mentality. Like I always say it, if you did a MRI or a CT scan on Hitler's brain, you wouldn't know what color he was. Right. So when I say mentality is can be subjected to any race or any class of people.
The bottom line is someone is misusing the biotech on me, and they have what's called a Hitler-like mentality. They have an audacity to feel like they're entitled or have some type of superiority complex of them on themselves, and then also inferiority of how they look at me, to think that they can use biotech to buzz my butt at the same time every morning, whether it be, regardless if it's to mock or like show me, they're trying to show me or teach me a lesson that I taught back in 2015. I blew the whistle back in 2015. So they're not teaching me any lessons because this was snuck in my body. I didn't design it and I didn't code it, but what I have done is I refuse to allow it to be utilized with the intent of someone that is trying to bring about a confederacy or practice Hitler-like mentality with biotech. You're not going to be able to do it that way. So I'm like, you're buzzing me out of my bed for what? You know, because I'm not in a what I call a safe working environment. You want to burn the top of my head. You want to buzz my butt. You're trying to create terrorism. You're not trying to create productivity because you're misusing and you're abusing and you're using an authoritarian method trying to exercise whatever you want to exercise with the biotech. And I always say the way the biotech is used says less about the biotech and more about the mentality of the person that's utilizing it. So it says more about yourself than it does the biotech. So I always say whoever's doing that to me isn't a dragon. Like I have my this thing, dragon mentality. And then I've said things like, you know, like that I'm like Neo, you know, like my goal was to be like Neo from, you know, the Matrix. It's so funny because Elon is using words and phrases that I've been used. Like he used the word the Matrix. I've been used that in my private recordings. He's like repeating things that I've said in my private recordings and public in his public things. But see, Elon can repeat my words because I know how smart he is. Like I don't code, you know, UML design, which is like diagramming. I mentally diagram. I visually diagram. I can build Access databases, but I mean, the thing is, we do think alike because he uses like a lot of the same terminology and metaphors and analogies that I use and how I express this technology. And I never feel like he's stealing from me. I just feel like we agree. But for me, with this biotech in my body, the Matrix came out way before this implant was put in my body, but with the type of pain that I was feeling, you know, it reminded me of B.F. Skinner's operant conditioning, the use of pain as punishment, the withdrawal of pain as reward. It was a way for whoever was using it on me to gain power and control. And I was trying to figure out how can I take back my power and control by not submitting or bending the knee to the pain that was being inflicted on me, basically having the ability and capabilities to walk through fire, because then they don't have no power. It's kind of like you push I always talk about the Asian GIF lady. I had this little GIF, G-I-F, and it was an Asian lady and she was pushing a remote and she was frustrated because nothing was happening. I felt like I had to turn whoever was using this biotech on me into that. And I felt like, and I use Lucy. Lucy is one of those newer movies. As another expression of adaptability, how I cope. Like, you know, I would measure my pain constantly. For the last 8 years, I've done real-time recordings, just documenting all the different things that happen to me and how I respond to it. And do I have the ability or capabilities to ignore it? Because if I do, then that means that I choose, that I decide, that it's what I think. Like I always say now, the only way you can use this biotech on me is if I agree. So, and when I think about Neo, he was also in that same realm because it was code. I mean, he was in a different, an alternate reality. But the bottom line is, depending upon what was coming at him, his ability to be able to adapt and cope and then surpass what was being thrown his way because it was digital code to his body. He had to overcome that. For me, it's real. It's not, it's, this is not an alternate reality. I'm walking Earth. I'm a real person and I have biotech in my body, and someone tries to use coding and design of biotechnology, which is basically electrostagmatic waves. Like, my body is now being affected and attacked by the electrostagmatic wave spectrum. I'm radioactive because Dr. Fred Price turned my body into the Leyden jar, a wireless Leyden jar. So these electrostagmatic rays are hitting my body because I have a receptor in my body. It hurts. All kinds of things happen to my body, and it's meant to gain, to create submission, docileness, subservience, fear, isolation, and control. That's all the things, all the same things that overseers and slave owners attempted to do with the whip. So the only way that I could snatch that whip out of their hand, that remote control out of their hand, is to make sure that when they push the buttons, I'm unaffected, meaning I'm still going to say what I want to say. I'm still going to do what I want to do. I'm still going to go where I want to go, and I'm going to say, fuck you. And so I'm like Neo, you know, like, the code, you can turn it. I always say, you don't know whether to turn it up or turn it down. At this point, you don't know what the fuck to do because I'm unpredictable as well. You try to use the biotech to predict my response, but I've now built up this resistance, endurance, culpability, and stamina where I'm not as affected as I should be. I don't like being hurt, though. I'm not even saying it in an arrogant way. I'm saying it is that it was survival of the fucking fittest. That these motherfuckers tried to be slick with biotech by sneaking it in my body and then using it in a way that was harmful. And I'm not a human drone. I'm not a terrorist. I'm a mom. I got a bunch of degrees, and my life changed overnight when I woke up from that surgery. And all this stuff is in my manuscript that was hacked. Like, most of it is more, I don't use a lot of cuss words in my manuscript. I rarely cuss in my manuscript. I write in more of an academic way. I back up how I feel and what I think with peer reviewed, theories. I have my own theory that I designed. I have some studies that I've come up with because I used to be in a PhD program at Walden. So my manuscript is more detailed. It's more, I feel like it's even more credible because it's not just about how I feel. It is written in an academic style format, where people can relate and say, okay, and respect it, because I use peer review research to back up what I think and how I feel in my theories, which is what I was taught when I was in school. I went to Drexel. I graduated from there with my bachelor's. I went to Grand Canyon University. I graduated from there with my master's. And then I was in a PhD program at Walden. So my bachelor's is in business administration with a concentration in management information systems. My master's is in elementary education. And my PhD program was in psychology. So I've been writing all my life. Except when I'm upset and when I'm getting hurt and when I'm just, you know, venting. I don't write, obviously, when you're venting and you're upset and you're just documenting. You're not writing academic style. You're not pulling up mentally or verbally all the peer reviewed research to back up what you think. So my manuscript is quite different, and my manuscript has been hacked. And I've said in the past that I feel like someone deliberately hurts me, and does things to me to in public so that they can get me on recording, like on video, because what it does is it diminishes my credibility as far as my perspective. Like, if I have all these, like, I talk in my manuscript is how it actually is being used, how it shouldn't be used, how it could be used, and how it should be used. So notice I use the word should be used, shouldn't be used, could be used, is being used, right? So it gives all that, you know, what they're doing with it in a different context. So NASA uses the technology, and a couple of other industries use the technology. That's a completely different context. That's with consent. That's with compensation, and that's with collaboration and training. That's completely different context. Then there's the context of sneaking something in someone's body and not telling them, and then using it on them to harm them. That brings up all kinds of stuff, like reinstitution of slavery, human trafficking of women, of humans, all kinds of stuff. So I talk about all of it, and my goal was to try to turn the tables as far as the direction and how it was being used. But I realized, and this was in my private recording, is this the one? I don't know, I might have not, I don't think I published this one, but they wanted me to take credit for like the low bar, the misuse and the abuse. They don't mind me taking credit for that. But the high bar, everything else they learned from me, from sneaking into my body since 2015, they've been taking that and owning it like they had the implant in their body since 2015, and that this was their ideas. You know, they get called into DC for their opinions. You know, they do 2020 segments, and they're repeating my words from things that I've said in my recordings and from my manuscript. They're repeating my words. And literally, some of these doctors are repeating verbatim things that I've said in my manuscript and things that I've said in my audio recordings, because I've been recording since 2015. And then I literally feel like the motivation and tactic for attacking me and abusing me in public, and sometimes it's not even physical abuse. Sometimes it's just little shady things that don't make sense that happen in my environment, is to try to discredit me because they're stealing from me. And I haven't stole from anyone, because I'm the one with the implant in my body and have had it in my body since 2015. And it's constantly and consistently being used on me in all kinds of ways. So I'm done with this recording.